Hello, happy side owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blockade Tips Tuesday podcast for December 22nd, 2020. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include why we're still waiting to update to WordPress 5.6 and where to find instructions for doing it. All about Cloudflare's APO email you may have gotten and why we won't be using it yet. 38 states file suit against Google search monopoly and what it means for your SEO. Why Astra has become too much of a moving target. My revised holiday hours for Blockade. A few host migration tips and help. What folks who are just now getting back to blogging should do. An update on my video SEO research and how Team Yoast helped. And when the quick checks for the DIY SEO course will come out ahead of our live workshop starting. So let's dive in. I sure do hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Blockade Facebook page. It's a great way to get the deeper story on what's reported in Tips Tuesday. As a matter of fact, I'm going to reference that from last week in today's post because, I let the cat out of the bag on some stuff that happened just that Tuesday. And I almost always have breaking news for the day, too. So come join us for the live party. And a note about who I help. All tips, advice, and suggestions in this and all Blockade posts and tutorials are intended to empower DIY site owners who are serious about making money with their sites and who are not on hosting that is restrictive in what you can and can't do with your site and hosting setup. So if you have any doubts about what type of host you're on and if the tips I give here will work for you, go see my post on what is managed hosting. In Blockade happenings, we don't have a lot of news this week, thank goodness. So I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about some changes I'm making to how I run Blockade that will make things better for both you and me. And I'll have a post out next week with a year-end wrap-up of what worked and what didn't with Blockade this year that will have even more details, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment. So for right now, I've got some revised holiday office hours. Now, I had to get a new computer this year, and I'll be taking my current one down to the shop tomorrow to have them transfer all of my data. And y'all know that it takes a while to get all of your software back in and things settle down so you can work. So for that reason, I've decided to revise my office hours and take a little more holiday time off from client work because I'm not sure when I can schedule it. So I'll be off Wednesday through Sunday of this week, and I'll return on Monday the 28th. Now, my current waiting list is 1st of April, y'all, at the earliest. And that's just my best guesstimate. So if you haven't already signed up for an audit or other site service, then I will not be able to help you address Core Web Vital issues before they become a ranking factor in May 2021. Now, that doesn't mean I can't help you. It means that we won't finish your project before that deadline. So if you need any site service of any kind and want it done before spring is over, now is the time to sign up. And if you're thinking about moving to a new host, I can't do a migration service for you before spring either. So if you need to go monthly with your current host, plan on that. Now, I've had several folks new to Blockade contact me who've already purchased hosting during the Black Friday sales and such. I'm sorry you jumped the gun on it and advise that you consider either getting your money back before your 30-day refund window is out or be okay losing some of your time. And if you just can't wait, then you can't. And you may choose to attempt that migration yourself. Just know that you will have blown your one shot at hiding that brand new IP address to make your security more effective. So go read What is Managed Hosting so you can also see the radical difference in different hosts now so that you will be fully aware that you are changing to a completely different hosting environment as well, and your migration may not go smoothly without some help. Then go read How to Migrate to New Hosting if you still think you want to do it yourself and see what's involved. And then go see my migration service to see what all I'll be doing for you to help your migration go smoothly. Or You can continue to listen to non-techie site owners and blogging groups who've done one migration in their whole life and have zero idea what issues and conflicts there are on the backside and think everything is fine. Send them to me to get a site audit, and I'll show them what's not fine and how much traffic and money they're losing over it. Now, if you're really serious about your site success and you want to save some money, combine your host migration with a site audit. Instead of the flat fee for the audit, the whole thing is done at my hourly rate, as so many of the migration pre-checks and security changes between the two services overlap. Plus, audits don't normally come with any fixes, and the security changes are what most folks hire me to do for them anyway. So you save a lot of money compared to doing the services separately. Hey, I've heard from a bunch of existing clients lately that COVID really threw off your blogging schedule this year, and you're just now finding a way to get back to your site. Here's the thing. Nothing about site tech took a break for COVID. And we have a bunch of changes that have happened this year that you need to be aware of. So I hope you will scan through at least the last 4 months of Tips Tuesday post to help you get caught up on the arcs of changes we've been making so you're up to speed again. And hey, next week, I plan to put out a year in review for what worked and what didn't with Blogate and Heartwood Art in 2020. Plus, I'll give you a look at how I'm continuing to pivot Blogate for the future and how I'm dealing with the growing pains of running a successful business that's getting beyond what I can do just by myself. And you'll get a peek into what's coming for you in 2021 too that will help you make more money with your site as well. I got a video SEO research status update for you. You know, I had to scramble my schedule this past week due to the computer change and trying to get open client projects to a good stopping point for the holiday break. So that meant I didn't have time to do anything with more research into what me and my clients found during our preliminary video SEO testing that revealed everybody has totally different SEO, which we need to address well beyond just the video SEO. But I did chat with Yoast SEO support a little more, and I got a list of all the video player plugins that they support with their video SEO plugin. Now, that's really going to cut down my research time, and I can't wait to check them out. I already had a couple of them on my test list, and they radically cut down the YouTube video player bloat and help speed up the site. But I didn't know if Yoast Video SEO plugin could also wrap them in the extra schema markup. Now I know, and I'll be testing to see what the differences are between them, and we'll have a recommended list for us. And hey, in just a few weeks, I'll be launching our quick checks for the DIY SEO course to ensure your foundation is properly set ahead of us getting into the live workshops in mid-January, and I'll be adding a new workshop for checking your schema markup output. Now, this comes right out of what we found in the video SEO research, and we all need to check our base output to ensure it is what Google wants. So, be looking for those quick check emails in January, and FYI, the DIY SEO course is still on sale for the holidays. All right, that's all the happenings around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, no, it's not time to update to WordPress 5.6 yet. And no, I don't know when it will be time. I'm still waiting to see if enough folks will scream about the new auto update feature for major releases to the point they bring us our opt-out checkbox back or not. And I'm waiting to see what folks scream about that's breaking due to the jQuery change. So we're giving it a bit more time before updating. And here's how to get your WordPress 5.6 update instructions. Only Blogaid News subscribers will get those instructions for how to do the WordPress 5.6 update when it's time to do it. So be sure that you're subscribed. In Gutenberg tips, I started making my list of the tutorials I'll be updating and or making anew for the WordPress 5.6 Gutenberg changes. Now, I don't see any bugs with those things, and I don't anticipate them making core changes, so I'm going to start making the new course tutorials as soon as I get my new computer set up to do so, meaning over the holiday break. However, I won't be releasing them into the Gutenberg Ninja course until after I make the announcement that it's safe to update to WordPress 5.6. And that way, the current functions are still in the course for you to reference. And I'll make a list of the tutorials that were updated and or new tutorials so you'll know what to watch after I release the new ones. And FYI, the Goot course is still on the holiday sale too. In speed tips, did you get an email from Cloudflare about the new APO feature? You know, you may have heard me mention Cloudflare's new Automatic Platform Optimization, or APO feature, a few times over the past month or so. And you've heard me mention that I don't think it's ready for prime time yet, and that we won't be using it for a bit longer. Well, last week, I had the opportunity to attend a live Q&A chat with someone from Cloudflare. And you can go see the first of last week's Tips Tuesday live stream for more on how that went. Basically, Cloudflare works in a bubble and doesn't really think about how what they make has to interact with any other speed optimization you might already have on your site. And they're quick to boast how their new thing is the bomb and how you won't need anything else. Yet without a shred of comparative analysis to back it up. I've also spoken with Emery, the dev of WP Fastest Cache, and we have a case study test coming in early 2021 because I do need hard data before I make recommendations. So if you get that email from Cloudflare, just put that shiny new thing on ignore for now and keep watching Tips Tuesday for news on it. In SEO tips, 38 states filed lawsuit over Google search monopoly. Here we go. Europe has brought multiple suits against Google, mainly for privacy. And now 38 U.S. states are bringing suit over the search monopoly Google has created that squelches or even destroys businesses, both online-only businesses, as well as brick-and-mortar. Now this, coupled with more folks dropping Google over the privacy concerns, plus Chrome finally making plans to drop third-party cookie tracking that will directly impact their AdSense service, is going to make for a volatile SEO landscape in 2021 and beyond. Now, you know, I'll be keeping my eyes on all of this for us. In theme tips, I fell in love with the Astra theme as a great way for site owners who are swapping over to Gutenberg to take more control over their design. But over the last half of 2020, Astra everything has become too much of a moving target with how they do things. They are now suddenly bundling the Gutenberg plugin with their starter templates. What the hell? Why would they put an unstable plugin on your site that you don't even need? Gutenberg is the native WordPress editor. The Gutenberg plugin is the beta version of stuff that may roll into the WordPress core someday and is not considered stable. You know, their new header and footer customizer is very cool, but it's running too far ahead of WordPress core support for full site editing and will need to be revamped once we have that in WordPress core. So I'm also seeing too many site owners make major mistakes with Astra design that actually kills their site speed and negatively impacts responsiveness and such too. You know, I called them out on that Gutenberg plugin thing in the Astro Facebook group, and they thought I was talking about their ultimate add-ons for Gutenberg plugin, which we love. Maybe that's what they meant to bundle in. Who knows? So I still like Astro, and I still think it's a good contender for site owners to check into when they make the switch to Gutenberg. And in light of it natively being way faster than any other theme out there. But I'm also going to start issuing a disclaimer to use at your own risk if you don't hire a pro designer to ensure that you have everything set up correctly for speed, responsiveness, and user experience. Now, I already have the disclaimer in my course that Astro does cutting-edge stuff that may make it more unstable than Genesis, but then that's the price for staying cutting-edge with Gutenberg as it continues to improve too. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies and blogger groups to support all the free and helpful info you get on BlogAid and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.